Happy Log Bomer from AskNoah.org. Today I'll present a synopsis of a public address by the Rebbe. Log Bomer is the anniversary of the passing of the great Talmudic sage Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who highlighted the concept of the verse in Psalms 133, "How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to sit together." True unity comes from a synthesis of different thrusts. This unity has a broader scope encompassing all of mankind, Gentiles and Jews. The various differences between people are overshadowed by what is common to all of us. Therefore, a person should not feel threatened by the differences between him and others. Instead, he should reach out to others with love and seek to help them. This is one of the meanings of tzedakah, which is usually translated as charity, which really means righteous behavior. Tzedakah does not mean merely giving a donation to a needy person, but rather offering someone all the assistance that is necessary, be it material or spiritual. This approach is key to the peace and unity in the world at large. God has provided ample and abundant blessings in the world He created. He has called on mankind to share God-given benefits with others, helping them materially and spiritually. Once mankind realizes that God has provided abundance for everyone, there will be no motivation for war or even strife. Indeed, adopting this approach adds to the blessings God grants in the world at large and averts the need for Him to use temporary measures, such as earthquakes and the like, to remind us of His constant presence and His control. This approach will refine the world and hasten the coming of the era when, as it says in Micah chapter 4, one nation will not lift up a sword against another, nor will they learn war any more. This unity will be extended even beyond the human realm, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 11, a wolf will dwell with a lamb and a leopard with a kid. The goodness and blessing God grants will be reflected in the personal world of each individual, and in particular in what is the most important wish of each person, for their home and their family, so everyone will derive genuine pleasure from their children and grandchildren. Every family, be it Jewish or Gentile, should be an integral entity, communicating and passing down true values from generation to generation. We are beginning to notice in the world at large a realization of the great resources we have in our father and mother and grandparents. This awareness enables the present generation to transmit values of the past to the future. The process of communication is the essence of education. This will be accomplished by encouraging education, in particular by promoting the observance of the 7 universal laws commanded to Noah and his descendants, and by spreading the practice of tzedakah, righteous and charitable conduct. May all this lead to the revelation of the ultimate good within the world, with the coming of Mashiach, who will bring the complete and ultimate redemption. May it be immediately. Amen. You can find the text of the Rebbe's speech at AskNoah.org.